Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is it's one stop. When you're looking, you've bought the guns, now you want to train. This is where you go to get the ammo. 42 different calibers, 50 million rounds in total on tap. If it shows up on the website, that means it's in stock. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Zeke Stout from SDI, Sinaran Desert Institute, the gunsmithing school, for those of you that might be interested in becoming a gunsmith. But Zeke is also a host. He's been a host on a variety of podcasts, and me and him he and I are going to panel. Want to be grammatically correct if I can. In the meantime, though, let's just chew the fat. Now, coming from the desk of Rob Morse, a South Carolina pastor, in his words, disarmed honest men and women in his congregation, which is true. In South Carolina, in the churches in South Carolina, it is up to the pastor, is what it boils down to. And what this guaranteed, unfortunately, is that when a crazy guy with guns showed up at that church, that crazy guy with a gun ran unopposed until he left. Until he left. And innocent people died. And he was going to shoot up something. And he went there. Now, in the midst of all the junk and minutia that's, you know, jutting up out of the ground like some seismic gun-grabbing event, are we going to learn from this tragedy so that it would never happen again? Now, Rob believes, as I do, that the world is a better place when honest men and women are armed. The gun prohibitionist thinks somebody that if you have a gun, you can't be trusted. Now, if you don't have a gun, you can be trusted with everything. But if you have a gun, you can't be trusted because you have a gun. They want a world where guns don't exist. This is crazy. Ask anybody where they live in an area where guns are not supposed to exist, like in Australia, which Barack Obama wants to emulate, like in England, which Barack Obama would like to emulate. Name it. I mean, any place where guns are supposedly not existing, you will find in the hands of criminals guns. Now, Rob tried to explain how the craziness, spreads. For some people, the gun control ideology is spiritually superior to reality. The gun control utopia is a place where evil men obey the law. Anybody ever been there before, where the crime rate is zero? Anybody ever been there before? They're anti-rights ideologues who are parked. And this is their religious movement. Theirs is an existential plane where good intentions are enough to stop a physically evil person. They have an anti-rights, and their anti-rights utopia is a attractive fairyland. It's a Disneyland without force and violence. All the ideologue has to do is believe in his own magic kingdom. The anti-rights ideologue has company when in their love of gun control. Politicians love this fantasy ideology as well. Gun control offers another activity for the government to tax and regulate. And best of all, the politician gets to stand in front of the news media and promise everything while delivering nothing. Gun prohibition also allows the gun-grabbing elite to sit on the edge of power. This is how they scratch their totalitarian itch. Gun prohibition is easy while self-defense is hard work. The government promises they will take care of us for free. They promise the same thing to the congregation in Charleston. This is not a new promise. The anti-rights ideologue is to feel socially superior to others. They deny guns to any ill-favored minority while retaining guns for those in political power and, of course, their hired bodyguards. The gun prohibitionist is always busy. There's always another incremental step to take towards disarming a honest citizen. It doesn't matter that violent criminals ignore our laws already. And the utopian gun control fantasy never fails. It's just never enough. The failed ideology of civilian disarmament can rack up a mountain of innocent victims, while the ideologue simply claims they might have saved one unaccountable life somewhere at some time. They say their fantasy ideology would work if we only tried harder. We have over 23,000 gun laws right now, the books, federal, state, and local. And somehow or other, we have not followed their formula for perfection closely enough. The anti-rights bigots are never satisfied. Theirs is the unending quest to perfect man by removing temptation after temptation. The day they succeed in outlawing guns is the day they will condemn knives and clubs and cars. And they only see their perfect fantasy. They conveniently ignore the growing army of men with guns who might stand over honest citizens to impose their perfect order. We are the objects. We are their ultimate objects to be controlled. The gun control ideologue has a special place in the universe, like a gambling addict. He thinks his fantasy is going to work for him, even though it has failed for everyone else. So, the gun control fantasy is craziness. Those that pursue it and push it and claim it will solve anything are crazy. Now, it has many aspects of it that makes it marketable, because it offers a vision of moral superiority, and it is easier to sell. It's easy to sell saying we want to keep you safe, we want to do this, we want to do that. That's an easy sell. Except it's proven over and over again to be false. So, perhaps now it's time to stop trying to be logical and talk facts with these crazy people. We have to go after the people who are undecided, the low-info voter, who may possibly still live in the real world, the apathetic, unengaged one that is probably conservative at their core. They just can't be bothered right now, because in their worldview, it hasn't reached critical mass yet. The undecided listener is our potential ally. They're the ones that actually listen to us every time we argue against gun prohibition. When we line up on opposite sides, they're the ones watching, because they don't know what's going on. First things first. The gun control utopian fantasy has to be exposed for the fraud that it is. There is no such place. One of the things that stuns and amazes me is how I'm told that there's other topics besides guns. However, that's one of the ones they zero in on first, for some reason. While we still own guns, we can resist all means of tyranny, whether it's economic, whether it's some sort of socio setup or something, immigration, whatever, name it, we can resist it. If they take guns, we have no means. And that's why they keep constantly coming after them, because they want everything. They want the whole shebang. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, well, it's an extravaganza, isn't it? I mean, it's 27,000 square feet. That sort of sounds like a mini shopping mall. And in there, all they carry is ammunition. 50 million rounds is what they keep on hand. And they do this because everybody there has experience doing this. The three principals have a combined total of 80 years ammunition retail and purveying experience and acquiring. They have all the relationships with all the manufacturers, and that's how they keep it there. The constant ebb and flow of life. Ammunition coming in, ammunition going out. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. 2016 is coming up, and there's a lot of guys that want to be our president. There is a just, I mean, literally a roll call of Republicans that want you to consider them as a viable candidate. Among them is Bush 3. Here comes Bush 3, Jeb Bush. Recently, there was a headline coming from him where he said, new gun limits, not way to prevent shooting tragedies in light of the Charleston shooting. And most people would say, here's a pro-gun politician who says, don't blame the guns, you know. And that's the way it seemed at first. He said, in the AP story, new gun control measures are not the way to prevent mass killings, such as the shooting deaths of 9 people in a South Carolina church. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush said Saturday, Bush, who plans to meet with black ministers in Charleston, South Carolina on Monday, said identifying potentially violent people before they commit such crimes is a better approach than further restrictions on gun ownership. We as a society better figure out how to identify these folks long before they feel compelled to take up a gun and kill innocent people. And then he said this. Afterwards, he told reporters, gun control was an issue that should be sorted out at the state level. Rural areas are very different than big, teeming urban areas. This is Ben Carson. This is exactly what Ben Carson said. Ben Carson said, you shouldn't have assault weapons in urban areas, but it's okay to have them out in the country. So, according now to both Ben Carson and Jeb Bush, if you live in the city, oh well, sorry. You have to rely upon the police, New York. Oh, wait a minute, you hate the police in New York City, don't you? You kill some of them and you protest against them and your mayor doesn't like them. Hey, maybe like in Baltimore. No, that's not a good example either, is it? I don't know where a good example is. For the first time in a very, very, very long time now, most of the cops in most of the cities in the U.S., in Missouri, in Maryland, in New York State, they're pulling back. They're not running out there like they used to. That's a wrong answer coming from a... You know, one of my problems with the GOP is the GOP, every time Schumer steps up or Feinstein steps up, they should be, I mean, I should see a bunch of guys with GOP on their chest and capes on their backs jumping up between me and them saying, oh, no, you don't. But I don't ever hear that. I never hear a spirited defense. And in the, you know, Sharon Angle got out there and when she was challenging Harry Reid, she was talking about using the Second Amendment, if it had to be used, to take it back over the country. And she was derided as an extremist kook. I've met her face to face, talked to her on numerous occasions. She is anything but that, but that's the way she was portrayed. Anybody that gets out there and actually says a truth about the Second Amendment is painted with a broad brush saying that they are a right-wing extremist. Now, we have currently in the United States, for those of you who like to go along the lines and the school of thought where the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of everything constitutional, which, by the way, I am not, I never have been, we do have the McDonald and Heller decisions, which makes it an individual right, which says nothing in their decisions, in the majority of decisions out of it, that this changes whether you live in rural Wyoming or somewhere deep in the center of the Bronx. That doesn't change. We already have the states sorting it out. Where are all of these yahoos running for public office in the case of Carol Bounds? Why is it only grassroots activists going after New Jersey for that one? Why does the governor of New Jersey have to pardon regular people who want to own a gun to keep them from spending the rest of their lives in jail? Why? Where are the Republicans on that? But where are they, especially on the in the death of Carol Bounds, who the state is regulating it? They're doing it on a state-by-state basis. New Jersey does it exactly the way Jeb Bush advocates for it, and it killed a lady. It killed a 39-year-old woman whose only crime here was dating the wrong dude. And he murdered her. He stabbed her to death in her driveway. Well, I don't know why she was in her driveway, but he murdered her in her driveway. Can you imagine what must have been going through her mind as she sat there thinking, I've been waiting for, you know, she's being stabbed. Did the fact that she had been waiting for 43 days for that gun permit just to buy it, just to own it, and it still hadn't been processed, was that flitting through her mind? Or was it abject terror? Did she even form cognizant thought in those last final moments? Bush is deploying the exact same argument used by the enemies of firearms freedom. Big cities need gun control. We've got gangbangers and crime and police facing armed criminals. You can't equate Wyoming with the Bronx. Gun laws should be whatever local or state governments need them to be. And yet, just the other day, just what was it, day before yesterday? Now we're told that not only is gay marriage a right, which it is, you know, marriage is not enumerated in the Constitution, is it? I mean, I never read that deep into it looking to see if marriage is in it, but, you know, beyond that. And due to the 14th Amendment, but does the 14th Amendment also guarantee the Second Amendment with the Due Process Clause? Should that be in play? I say yes. I say yes. Bush's statement kills the hopes of millions of disarmed Americans subject to unconstitutional gun law and looking for licensing liberation from a conservative president, which Jeb Bush would not be. I never thought George W. was a conservative. Why on earth? Who else would come up? Would a conservative come up with the Patriot Act and the Department of Homeland Security and TSA in one paragraph? No, I don't think so. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lender's License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com, where they live by one rule. If it's on the website, it's in stock. They do not... I can only imagine the webmaster... There has to be somebody constantly doing inventory. He's got to constantly be watching it so he can adjust the website. Their webmaster must be the only guy full-time that does that kind of maintenance on a daily basis. In addition to that, there's always something on sale at AmmunitionDepot.com. And the sale prices are insane. The bulk ammo prices... 1,000 rounds of 45 for a little more than $300. Brass cased, huh? Yeah. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This past Friday, the Washington Post was very upset because they're looking at, you know, when gun grabbers wait on these shooting incidents to come. And they're, you know, here in South Carolina, the community in Charleston of that church, the black Americans that go to that church simply love people, and there's no hatred coming out of them, and they've forgiven the shooter and everything else. So everybody's looked away from the gun part of it and the killer part of it, and they started looking at the Confederate flag as if somehow that was sending roof the voices. And this... just has dismayed the Washington Post. They're saying, stop looking at that and start looking at the gun. They published a picture of Ruth holding both a Confederate flag and a Glock 41 in his hands. The paper then noted that the nation reacted to the Charleston attack by debating what the old battle flag symbolizes and whether it should be displayed anywhere outside a museum. They think this is a misplaced debate and the nation should be discussing what new gun controls will be passed. They only got it half right. Debating about the flag is stupid. The flag didn't do anything. It's not even our flag here in South Carolina. It's a flag, and it does fly, but it was not complicit. Dylann Roof did all of this stuff. Not the flag, not the Glock 41. They were part of it, to a degree. To a degree. So. what gun controls would... Now, the main one that everybody seems to want is expanded background checks, which would have done nothing in this case. But we saw the same sentiment expressed by Slate earlier this week. Slate is a Slate is where all of the vomitus occurs and congregates out of the web. And they, according to Slate, the obscenity of the flag and the murderous racism it represents have dominated a national conversation about the American way of hate and violence for all the right reasons. The flag has also dominated the conversation for a single wrong reason, which is that most Americans have given up on achieving meaningful gun control in their lifetimes or in their grandchildren's lifetimes. Now, both of these guys forget one thing, which is right now the predominant gun control proposal is expanded background checks, like I just said. They want to cover every gun sale, both retail and private. Yet, all of the headline grabbers pass background checks. Background checks are failures, and they're temporary. My background is going to last, you know, if I go through a background check, which, you know, I fill out a form 4473, but because I have a concealed carry permit here in South Carolina, like well over 200,000 other people here, when I go buy a gun, there is no background check. Huh. And I don't know how many times people that have concealed carry permits buy guns, but if they buy two a year, that's 400,000 guns sold, 400,000 plus sold without a background check. And yet here in South Carolina, and the concealed carry permit populace of South Carolina, the numbers are anemic compared to our population, compared to other states. But background checks don't work. They don't mean anything. A background check is a temporary, it's a Polaroid. Okay, it's a Polaroid snapshot. That means at that particular moment in time, when this person bought the gun, they had not gone on a heinous rampage yet. Now, if they go on a heinous rampage later, the background check did not foresee that. Jeb Bush is out there wanting to have pre-crime. He wants to have, Tom Cruise dropping out of the air in the circular thing, coming up there and scanning your eyeball and with a wooden ball that has your name carved into it. So what gun control measures do they believe that we should be talking about? In light of the fact that background checks have proven impotent altogether once again. WAPO admits that gun control could not stop attacks like Sandy Hook, and they admit implicitly that it did not stop Roof. Then they quickly point out that there is no reason for defeatism among gun control proponents. Rather, gun control should be pursued anyway. Now, gun violence in the United States is not epitomized by the Roofs and the Lonzas and the Holmeses and all that. It's epitomized in the inner city. It's epitomized by black American youth who have no family structure at all, who are basically alone against the world. They don't have a shot at education because the education absolutely is abysmal because the unions are the educators now, not the teachers. The only place they can go for any form of acceptance is a gang. Now, for some reason, and the black American thing, it sort of stumps me a little bit, because there's more Hispanic gang members in the United States than there are black American gang members. And yet, for some reason, half of all murders occurring are by blacks, black gang members, against other black gang members. The Hispanics don't kill each other nearly as bad. Nobody talks about that. We just got to have expanded background checks, which in order for that to work, we have to have a gun registry, which, what's the big deal about that? We just need to know where the guns are. But, hey, I know where that leads. What they're looking for now, some of the things they're pushing out there is stuff like they want to require proper gun storage. They want to crack down on gun trafficking. They want to reconsider laws that seem to encourage people to use guns in situations they consider threatening. Read that to mean stand your ground, cancel doctrine. And do you see what they're doing? None of this has anything at all to do with what happened in Charleston. The guy used a semi-automatic pistol. And if it was a typical Glock 21 magazine and the Glock 41, a 13-round capacity. So it's even below the threshold of the 15 rounds, which is the de facto fallback one that everybody wants to go to until they can get 10. And this is what Gabrielle Giffords and Mark Kelly began doing the same thing after losing big with the gun control push in April 2013. That's what they do. They get out there. Gabrielle Giffords is an implicit example of what happens when gun control fails because her shooter, Jared Lee Loughner, passed a background check. There's no way that lunatic should have been able to buy a gun. No way. No way. See, getting out there and doing things requiring proper gun storage, that means my subtext guy is in the chat room, but he's not on mic, so I'll say it for him. That means unexpected visits to make sure you're in compliance without a warrant. Probable cause. You own guns. See, we'll know because we'll have a registry and we know you own guns, so therefore you must own a gun safe. And it better weigh enough, and we better not be able to break into it, and you better have a gun lock on it too, and maybe fill in the barrel. When gun control fails, it proves we need more gun control. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said GunsDaily.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is backed by popular demand. You remember? 230-round mags, all that. GunsDaily.com. GunsDaily.com. Go. GunsDaily.com. Now. Go now.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, I mean, think about it. Think about a 27,000 square foot warehouse as you're walking up on it. And you walk in and it's dark, and you walk, and somehow or other you manage to get to the middle of the building, somebody throws on a light, you're looking around up and down 360 degrees, left and right, straight up, straight down, ahead, behind, left, right. Nothing but ammo. 50 million rounds of ammo on hand. Dodging forklifts. Because it's constantly coming in, constantly going out. And that's what Ammunition Depot is. That's what they are. They are there to make sure if you need ammo, they got it, so you can get it at the best price possible. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Earlier this year, a Uber driver in Chicago stopped a mass shooting. We know it was a mass shooting because the shooter was shooting into a crowd indiscriminately. He was just trying to shoot as many people as he could. And the Uber driver stopped him. Now, on June the 10th, the San Francisco-based Uber Technologies Incorporated, operators of the popular Uber ride-sharing cell phone application, altered company policy to prohibit its drivers and passengers from possessing firearms while using the service. Under the legal portion of Uber's website, the company posted the following. Uber firearms prohibition policy, we seek to ensure that everyone using the Uber digital platform, both driver partners and riders, feel safe and comfortable using the service. During a ride arranged through the Uber platform, Uber and its affiliates therefore prohibit possessing firearms of any kind in a vehicle. Any rider or driver found to have violated this prohibition may lose access to the Uber platform. In an email exchange with Newsweek, an Uber spokesperson claimed that the change was to ensure people are safe and comfortable using Uber, and it was made after assessing our existing policies and receiving recent feedback from both riders and drivers. Okay. First things first. The drivers for Uber own the cars. Uber doesn't own their car. The drivers for Uber own the cars. Uber does not have a roving set of supervisors going around to make sure that there's any sort of compliance. Who does Uber think they are? This to me is worse than Domino's Pizza. Domino's Pizza gets out there, and their guys get robbed all the time. And sometimes some of their guys say, you know what, I don't care what Domino's policy is. I'm not dying because somebody wants a three-meat pizza, but they want to rob me too. So, you know what, I think I'll carry a gun. And, you know, then we hear about a shooting incident with them. Who does Uber think they are? They don't own any of this. They got out there and they put together an app. There's an app for that. And it's not ubiquitous yet. It's not everywhere. And you know what it is designed to do is it's sort of technology taking over the taxi cab business. And the taxi cab businesses do not like Uber at all. But if their primary intention of the policy is to restrict the concealed or open carry of firearms by the Uber drivers and passengers for self-defense, if strictly construed, the policy would not even allow for transportation of locked and unloaded or disassembled firearms. This organization, this company, this app, Uber, it operates on a decentralized business model where individual drivers and passengers register with the service and use the company's cell phone application to coordinate for rides and subsequent payment. So that means that drivers aren't getting paid. They're not getting paid in cash. Okay? They're not getting paid in cash. So there's nothing. Therefore, the drivers don't have money. They don't have any money. Yeah, they want you to use the Stop Attack app. That's what they're talking about in there. Use the app. With this decentralized workforce, though, and this diverse customer base, their blanket firearm ban to ensure people are safe rejects the notion that individuals are best suited to determine how to provide for their own safety. And this is somewhat arrogant, and it's stupid because it is unenforceable. There's no way to enforce this rule, Uber. It is unclear how they intend to police this, if at all. If a driver or passenger were to violate the policy and carry a concealed handgun, it's likely that the only time this would come to the attention of their corporate office would be after an instance of armed self-defense. Concealed, anybody? I mean, further complicating the matter, like I said, you know, with a restaurant or a shopping mall, they either lease or own the property where you're at. Uber doesn't own this stuff. It doesn't own the vehicles that are operated under the service. In most, if not many instances, the drivers are using their own personal vehicle, which they are, of course, allowed to carry in as long as they are in compliance with state law. Yeah. Similarly, a driver who lets a passenger in their vehicle would not be complicit in any violation of Uber's property, but simply violating a policy of the service. And like I said, who's going to know what's going on? I mean, Uber's too busy collecting money. And they're trying to look politically. They're in San Francisco, you know, I mean. What do you expect? They have actively fought the notion that it is responsible to its drivers, contending that the providers are not employees, but rather independent contractors. So in that sense, okay, I've been an independent contractor. I am right now. In that sense, I have certain laws and rules that I have to live by, but it's not to the degree where, you know, I'm being micromanaged to that degree. They have no business trying to regulate this. And let's say another Uber driver does stop a mass shooting, like the guy in Chicago did. Are they going to yank from him the access to Uber? Oh, no. Will he lose his Uber job? Will anybody care? Is this what employment is going to be in the future? You get a mobile phone, you got a car, that's all you need. That's all you need. You make your own job. You get an app for that. That means if we get, now for those of us that download Stop Attack, which I talked about earlier this year, which is hilarious and stupid all at the same time, that means that we could be superheroes. We could be vigilantes with Stop Attack. We can just roam around wherever evil is, and when we see it, we can activate it and push the make declaration button on it. Stop and get away. Stop kicking the vagrant. Get away from the Uber driver. He has no cash. Maybe they'll make an app within an app where Stop Attack can be used in conjunction with Uber. Maybe they'll start mounting iPads in the Uber cars, and then as they're being throttled from behind, as somebody grabs the guy's own seatbelt and starts choking him to death with it, maybe he'll have enough presence of mind as he's being strangled to death to get out there and punch that button on the iPad and hit the Stop Attack button. Oh, gosh. There's an old saying in the gun community. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I don't know what I don't even know if there's any legal ramifications to this. I mean, if Uber gets out there and says you can't have a gun, okay, what if I do? I think all they can probably do is get out there and say, well, you can't be an Uber driver anymore. As if that's going to be some gigantic... I mean, can you even put that on a resume? Was Uber driver when I had an iPhone. Then I switched to a Windows phone and they didn't have the app. So I had to change jobs. Can you even... Can that even be claimed as a job? I may have to talk to... I'm going to talk to Zeke in the next hour about this. This is sort of funny to me, this whole idea that they can get out there and regulate something that they don't own. They don't own this stuff. Wait a minute. Like a micro snapshot of the whole gun control argument at large, isn't it? Yes, it is. We'll be right back. Let's roll into hour number two. Coming up next, Zeke Stout from SDI. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.